welcome along to the latest edition of You, Me and Web3. You, Me and Web3 is a podcast brought to you by the Web3 tech company Forge. And if you didn't know already, this is the podcast where we leave all the unnecessary jargon at the door and break things down so that even I can understand what's going on. On to today then, and we'd like to introduce you to Bojangle Guy, a Meebits DAO steering committee member, a contributor at ApeCoin DAO, and creator of the newly approved AIP-251 with a mission to optimize and improve the onboarding process of newcomers in the DAO. We'll come on to that shortly, but Bojangle Guy, thank you for being here, first of all. Could you explain to the listeners, though, just to get us going, how you fell into this wonderful world of Web3?
Yeah, likewise, I'm super excited to be here with you and looking to have a good time. So, good question. And it is a wonderful world for sure. So I actually got into Web3 on a really small scale, actually, back in 2017. So back in 2017, I bought my first Bitcoin and my first Ethereum. I've always been kind of a tech junkie. And so naturally, crypto just kind of started making its way onto my radar on Twitter and just what I was already interested in. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a pretty savvy person. And so I was wanting to invest some money. You know, you had people like my parents and the older folks that, you know, put it into gold, put it into silver. And so I started hearing about, you know, this Bitcoin and Ethereum stuff. And I just decided to take a chance. I actually bought my first Ethereum at $217 a token. Right. Which makes me sick looking back. I'm like, why did I not take everything I possibly could and put it in? But yeah, that's how I got in. And then I rode that bear market. I thought I lost all my money. I thought it was over. Like, what the heck was I thinking? Why did I invest in this? But funny enough, I got in that bear market. I was so determined and maybe a little bit prideful to not lose. That's really what got me involved in that bear market is when I really started to study and learn about crypto, and the rest is history. Here I am. So,
no, thank you for that. Appreciated. What makes you passionate about ApeCoin then, and how did you get into the community and the ecosystem?
Great question. I mean, to me, ApeCoin is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I think what makes me super passionate about ApeCoin is the vision and the direction that ApeCoin is looking to go. Like I said, I'm into tech. I'm a gamer. I'm a nerd, right? And ApeCoin is all about pushing forward in culture and metaverses and that realm. So that's what really has me passionate about the ApeCoin DAO. And then you add on to that just the massive war chest that they have and really the power that they have in this space to really push some things forward. So like I said, I think this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I'm super grateful that I'm here and that I'm able to take part in what's happening and what's going to happen within the ApeCoin DAO.
Before we go any further, we must congratulate you on the recent approval of AIP-251. Very cool indeed. Could you tell us more though about your AIP and how it's going to help the DAO going forward?
Yeah, for sure. And thanks for the congratulations. So my AIP was really laid out to build a world-class onboarding guide for the DAO. Backtracking a little bit, before I joined the DAO, you know, I knew of the ApeCoin DAO from the day it was created, right? But for lack of a better term, there was really no marketing or comms done about the DAO. So for a long time, I thought, oh, like I have to have a Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT to get into that thing, right? So I just kind of left it and parked it and didn't really realize that all I needed to participate in the DAO was one ApeCoin, you know? And so I when I figured that out, I dove in and I got my hands dirty and I started just being as involved and active as I could. And I really just started to notice this gap of we weren't really doing our best to bring people in and to help them, you know, get up to speed and become active participating members in the DAO and not just, you know, I call them lurkers, right? Just people that sit there in the shadows and don't really participate or share their knowledge. So I kind of saw that gap, and I love education. I love to learn and I love to teach. I love helping people understand things that I'm passionate about. And so I wrote up this AIP and it was more or less unanimously passed by the DAO, which was really cool to see. And here we are, we're building it right now. So super excited.
No, it sounds superb. It really does. And you mentioned in your proposal that there is really no good answer as to why we don't have a world-class onboarding process in place. How are you planning to bring a world-class onboarding process through your AIP then?
Yeah. So what we're hoping to do is we actually have a web dev and a designer that are already working right now as we speak. The AIP was just passed less than about a week ago. So the goal is to build out a world-class website that if anybody is thinking about joining the DAO, or if you're thinking about referring somebody to the DAO, ideally you could literally just send them this site and we will walk them through everything they need to do, everything they need to know to be brought up to speed. Like my end goal is that within an hour, 2 hours, somebody can be fully onboarded and brought up to speed to a point where they really feel like they can actually start to participate, right? I don't want somebody to just join all these systems and then sit in the background for, you know, weeks on end, just trying to feel like they are understanding the DAO. I want you to come in and that first day feel like you can provide something to the DAO. So,
no, that's really interesting indeed. Can you then discuss the significance of having a world-class onboarding process in the DAO and explain perhaps how it might enhance the value proposition for newcomers?
For sure, yeah. I mean, to me, it's the significance of having an onboarding process in place that, you know, is effective, and it's the term I'm using is world-class, is not only do you just help people participate quicker, right? Yeah. I think the faster people can start participating and providing something, providing worth to the DAO, the better, right? But at the same time, image is a big thing in Web3. And, you know, you might have some really big people, big builders, people that are doing great things already that look at the DAO and maybe have tried to join the DAO in the past. And for lack of a better term, they just either gave up or decided like, maybe this isn't very organized or whatnot, right? So that image of the DAO, your first impression is a lasting impression, right? And so I think if we can really make that first impression something that is amazing, not only can we, you know, obviously help people get up to speed and participate quicker, but I think we can really attract the top people in the space. Like the goal of this DAO is to be the leader in the space, right? And I think if we want to attract the people that can help us achieve that goal, we need to fix up that first impression.
Since the ApeCoin DAO community is global, then how will this AIP ensure that the onboarding materials cater to such a diverse audience, especially with regard to things like translating materials into different languages and so on?
Yeah, great question. And it's for people that aren't in the DAO that might not know, this DAO is very diverse. I mean, we have people from all over the world, all walks of life, right? And so it's actually one of the main things that we're focusing on with this AIP is getting this translated into as many languages as we can. It was actually really, really cool to see when I put this AIP out and, you know, we knew it was going to pass. I had just so many people DMing me, reaching out. Hey, I speak French. I would love to help translate this into French. And hey, I speak Chinese. I speak Japanese. So that is absolutely the goal, is to just make sure that we have as many languages as possible supported by this, because there's builders that don't speak English, right? It's very hard for me as an English speaker and an English only speaker. I don't speak any other languages. You know, you kind of just get this mindset of like, oh, everybody speaks English, you know, and that's just not the case. And there's some really, really brilliant people out there that don't speak English that can provide a lot to the DAO. So that's a huge thing for us. This is a little bit of alpha. Another thing we're looking at doing is actually creating a ChatGPT bot that we will obviously ingest a bunch of information about the DAO into, and that bot more or less will speak any language, right? So somebody could come into this bot and ask it any question about the DAO in their own native language, and the bot will just respond to them in their language. So,
wow, that's super cool. Can't wait to take a look at that when it's all completed. Your Twitter bio says you're a moderator at Mebits. Can you tell us a bit about Mebits? And in your experience, what are some of the most important elements when it comes to building and maintaining a powerful, united community?
Yeah. I'm a moderator over in the Mebits Discord. Mebits were the first NFT I ever bought. And so they hold a close place to my heart. And like I said, I'm a gamer. And so, you know, Mebits have this kind of provenance of being the first, like the OG, like 3D rigged metaverse avatar, right? And so shout out to Mebits, right? Shout out to the Mebits. If you're not in the server, come join us. But yeah, I mean, in my experience and in what I know, like, to me, just building and maintaining a powerful community, it starts with the community, right? And there's a lot of projects, a lot of servers that you can jump into, and it's, you know, people just more or less the age-old question in Web3 of when, right?
Yeah.
When are the founders going to do something? When is the project going to do something? Like when, right? And something that I just love about the Mebits community, and something I've tried my best to do, and I've brought a ton of people into that space, is there's so many people that just have such a passion for the Mebits that we're building things. The community is like, on a weekly basis, there's some artist or creative or somebody that has done something for the Mebits. I mean, we recently had a token juggler who released an entire website to make 3D renders of your Mebit. We have, you know, right. Bailey, who does insane 3D animations, and you'll see those all over his Twitter. So to me, and what I try to do as a moderator, is just bring in as many creatives as I can and just help the community understand that, hey, between these activations from the founders, let's build our own stuff, right? Let's do our own thing, and let's make this community stronger together.
With that in mind, then, what do you think needs to change or be improved in the ApeCoin DAO other than the onboarding process? I guess in order to bring more mass awareness, attractiveness, and long-term community members into the ecosystem.
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's actually something that the DAO is addressing, like, literally as we speak. There's some massive elections going on in the ApeCoin DAO to elect some new special council members and some governance stewards. The DAO right now is really trying to just build a firm foundation, right? There's no marketing team for the DAO as we speak. There's no team focused on metaverses. There's no team focused on our treasury and how we can capitalize and maybe streamline those processes. So like I said, as we speak, that's what the DAO is trying to build. And to me, I totally agree with that direction the DAO is going, right? We need to build a structure, and we need to have a marketing team. We need to have a comms team. We need to start really showing the world, hey, we're here. Like, I think we've been riding on the coattails of, oh, it's ApeCoin, it was created, you know, it's Yuga, it's Bored Ape, it's all this stuff. We can't continue to rely on that, right? We need to go out, we need to do our own marketing and our own comms, and, you know, we need to start building in the metaverse. So that structure, and like I said, I'm really happy to see that it's happening as we speak. But that, to me, is what will really take the DAO from where it is now to just that next level and beyond.
We can see that you're a Mebits DAO steering committee member as well. What differences do you see between the two DAOs, ApeCoin and Mebits? And what do you think they can learn from each other in terms of processes, leadership, and cultivating, of course, a united and powerful community?
It's a great question. So the Mebits DAO obviously is much, much, much smaller, not only in terms of members, but in terms of the massive treasuries that the ApeCoin DAO has compared to what the Mebits DAO has. But one thing that I really love about the Mebits DAO is the focus of the Mebits DAO is essentially to push forward initiatives within the metaverse, right? To really push Mebits into the metaverse MiBits are interoperable, right? We can essentially, like, if you have a MiBit, you can jump into almost any metaverse that's out there right now and be in that metaverse as your MiBit, right? And so the DAO has just been really, really good. The MiBits DAO has been really good about not necessarily worrying about, you know, how can we make more money or how can we build our treasury up, and it's to the MiBits DAO, it's not all about money. It's more about how can we create meaningful experiences and really push MiBits into the open metaverse. And I think the DAO could, the ApeCoin DAO could take a little note from that, right? We've seen a ton of AIPs in the ApeCoin DAO that don't get passed, that get voted down, simply because, for lack of a better term, money, right? People just see this as like, oh, well, they're asking for $500,000, but, you know, how is it going to make money for us? And at the end of the day, that's not always what needs to happen. I mean, granted, yeah, we'd love to make money. We'd love to see the treasury increase and not only decrease. But at the end of the day, I think the ApeCoin DAO really needs to focus on providing grants, essentially, through these AIPs to people in the space that are ready to build and ready to provide things that in the long run will really, really help propel the ApeCoin DAO into the Web3 ecosystem.
Bojangle Guy, it's been absolutely wonderful to have you on. And we usually end the podcast with a prediction question. But actually, my Slack channel here at Forge HQ has been incredibly busy today talking NFT. So I thought I'd ask you this. What are some of the most exciting NFT events in the coming year that perhaps if you can't get to, you're going to keep an eye on?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I live like a very close proximity. I'm a couple hours drive from Vegas, and I'm really feeling left out that I'm not down at the Azuki event right now. It's painful, but I think that Azuki event is going to be really, really good for the space. I'm excited to see the video and pictures that start. I mean, I think Twitter is just going to be flooded with Azuki Vegas stuff. I did just get my first ape. I just got a mutant. So this is probably the biggest question in all of the Yugi ecosystem right now is when is Ape Fest, right? Yeah. I'm super excited. I have a mutant. I got my admission, right? I'm ready to go. So Ape Fest is going to be awesome. I think those will probably be the two biggest events of the year. But I attended my first NFT NYC this year. That was super cool. I'm obviously looking forward to the next one. But yeah, I think Azuki event, which is ongoing, like as we speak, and then Ape Fest. I mean, I think it's going to be insane. So,
Bojangle Guy, before we go, if any of the listeners want to get in touch with you, perhaps quiz you on anything we've discussed today, how's the best to do that?
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter. My DMs are open. Join the ApeCoin DAO. Look for me there. Join the MiBit servers. I'm around. So, hit me up. Yeah, thank you so much. It's been great.
So, Bojangle Guy, another fantastic guest. As usual, all previous editions of You, Me, and Web3 can be found in all the popular podcast places. And keep an ear out next week because we'll have yet another edition ready for you to enjoy. Until then,